Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thanks, Steve. Today we'll talk with a couple who's been camping for years and full-time RVing and work camping for almost 2 years. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in 2 online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session once each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Krista and Roy Renning have been married 30 years and enjoyed tent camping since the early years of their relationship. Like other RVers, they progressed to a pop-up and then a travel trailer before getting a cabin boat. When they returned to land travel, they opted for a fifth wheel. They've been RVing full-time for a year and a half and have completed 3 work camping jobs. They retired in their early 50s and saw work camping as a way to keep some extra money coming in while living a life that offers them more freedom and flexibility. Krista and Roy wanted to retire from full-time work while they were still young enough and physically capable of doing the outdoor things they really enjoy, such as paddleboarding, kayaking, and hiking. As a couple, the Rennings enjoy checking out craft breweries in the areas they visit, as well as buying produce from local farmers' markets. They have worked at jobs taking down Christmas decorations and working in various capacities at high-end RV resorts. Their favorite job has been planning activities at a resort and booking entertainment for guests to enjoy. The Rennings learned an important lesson about power management when they accepted a job in Florida that only had 30 amp electrical connections for their rig that typically uses 50 amp service. It required several tough choices to ensure that air conditioner worked consistently in June, July, and August. They'll explain what they did to resolve that problem. They met some interesting people along the way and enjoy some lasting friendships with their managers and fellow work campers. It was through those relationships that the Rennings learned of other work camping jobs they'd like to explore. They outline their strategy for finding jobs and describe some of the tasks they've performed at the various jobs they've held. One of the more interesting jobs they performed was working at a campground's food truck, mastering the grill, pizza ovens, and fryers, as well as dispensing 200 soft-serve ice cream cones in a single shift. To tell us more about their story, please welcome Krista and Roy Renning to the show. Thanks for coming on the show, Krista and Roy. I really appreciate the time. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Well, hi. Thank you so much for having us. We are actually in Knoxville, Tennessee at the moment, and we have lived in Flagstaff, Arizona for 35 years. So we've been in Knoxville for a couple of years now.
Okay. And how long have you been married?
We've been married for 30 years.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. When did you start RVing or camping?
Well, my family, when I was younger, my dad was a big backpacker. And so he would take my sister and I and my mom on big backpacking trips. So I grew up backpacking and camping. And then when I met Roy in college, we decided that we wanted to go camping. And so we would always go tent camping together. And then through our marriage, we bought a pop-up tent trailer. Then we got a boat. Then we got a regular trailer camper, as they call it out in Tennessee. And then we got a cuddy cabin boat. And then we traded the cuddy cabin boat in for the fifth wheel that we're in now.
So you've been outdoors a lot.
Yes. We have, yes.
Okay. Is this something you did with your kids too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, our kids grew up on the lake and the boat camping, and they all love camping.
Very good. What kind of RV do you have now?
So we currently have an Elk Ridge, Heartland Elk Ridge, 30 RLT, which is a 35-foot fifth wheel.
Okay. Very good. How long have you had that?
We've had that about 3 years now.
And why did you select a fifth wheel versus like a motorhome?
I think we just wanted to have one engine to take care of. And we also liked, I'm 6'3", and so we like the high ceilings in the fifth wheel. Sometimes in a smaller rig, I feel kind of claustrophobic. So I think those were a couple of the main reasons that we chose that.
And how long have you been RVing full time?
It's been a year and a half since we've been RVing full time. And we did a local gig through work camping in Knoxville, but we've been on the road. We're on our third work camping position right now.
Hey, what attracted you to work camping?
We just wanted to explore the United States and different campgrounds. And we felt like by being a work camper, you invest yourself in the community for a little bit longer than a typical visitor or camper. So we thought that would be a fun way to do it. And we decided to retire younger. We're both, I'm early 50s. Roy's way older. No, he's not. he's a couple years older than me. But we wanted to retire younger so we could enjoy the perks of work camping and be able to do some of the adventures like paddle boarding and going out on the kayak and hiking and all those things. So work camping was a real great fit for the two of us.
Sounds like you've had quite the adventure so far. What are the favorite things you've been doing?
As far as the work camping positions?
It sounds like you've been paddleboarding and doing all kinds of adventurous activities. What other kinds of things have you been able to do while you've been out RVing?
Well, we love exploring. We're big craft brewery people. So wherever we go, we love going and finding the local breweries and restaurants. And I'm a big farmers market person too. So anytime we see crafts fairs or farmers markets, we love to go to those type of places.
That's funny. I met another RVer a couple of years ago who was on a quest to find the perfect Bloody Mary. And so she and her husband were traveling all over the country testing Bloody Marys wherever they went.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yes, it is.
Super. So what kind of work camping jobs have you held?
Well, we started locally here in Knoxville with a Christmas decoration company. And we actually started in January and actually took down the Christmas decorations.
Oh, okay.
So that was our first gig. We've been in Florida near a river, a spring, and a river. We were at a high-end luxury RV resort in Alabama, and then here at another fairly high-end RV resort in Tennessee.
And what kind of jobs were you doing at those positions?
The job in Alabama was, I would say, probably the most fun. And that's where I was the activities director. And Roy was my assistant, and we were able to just throw events all the time. We'd have weekly activities that we would do, walking club, yoga, line dancing, bingo. We organized all sorts of events. And then we had some really big parties and great entertainers. We got to go shopping for the food and the decorations, and it was really, really fun.
So you were basically in charge of helping people to have fun. Now that sounds like a fun job in itself.
It really was. It was.
Yeah. Neat. And so have you done that at all of the campgrounds that you've been working at, is working on activities?
No, the first one we did, we took that position. It was really our first position. The local Christmas undecorating position was only a month long, and it was taking down beautiful lights on these homes that it was incredible how they organized everything. And that was our first work camping position. And then when we went to Florida and we did the second work camping position, we really did not know what we were doing, but we had visited a friend's property that was on a spring, like a beautiful spring that they have in Florida. And I said, man, wouldn't that be great if we could go work on a spring like this one? So we found a place that was nearby a beautiful spring. And all we did was trade 15 hours each for our spot. So that was a non-paid position, which is fine for us. But what we did also do that we didn't know might be a bad idea was we went from a 50 amp to a 30 amp. And we thought that would be fine for us to do. We could do it. We could live with one air conditioner and go room to room. But what we didn't know was their setup was not quite 30 amp. And we didn't know what Florida was like in the middle of the summer. It was May, June, July, part of August. And using one air conditioner was fine. But then I had to choose between the air conditioner and the pressure cooker or the air conditioner and my hair dryer.
Or the air conditioner and the hot water heater.
So we... We kind of suffered in that one a little bit. And so I would recommend to other work campers, just be sure you know what kind of setup they have. And if it's a real legit 30 amp, and if they really do want to go down to a 30 amp, if they're on a 50 amp. And we also heard later on that that could be very bad for your rig too. Going from
the power draws and things like that.
Amp to mm-hmm. the 30 amp.
Yeah, it is.
Even though we had surge protectors and things like that on.
Mm-hmm. What have you liked most about the work camping experience?
I think the people that we work with have been fantastic in the places we've been. I think also the variety of people that we get to meet on a day-to-day basis. We meet people from basically all over the country. All kinds of different rigs and camping styles. Some of them, it's their first time in an RV. Some of them have been doing it for years. Some of them are part-time. Some of them are full-time. Some of them are on vacations with their kids. It's just great to talk to those folks and share experiences.
Have you been able to maintain any relationships with these people as you've been traveling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We feel like we're very close with people we worked with. Our first gig in Florida, they were kind of the managers. There were two managers there, and they are really good friends with us still. They're no longer at that place. The property was sold, but we considered them to be some really great friends. And then the luxury resort down in Alabama, that group of hosts, every night we would just have host time, and we would sit out there and we'd have our drinks and appetizers and we just hung out, and it was so much fun.
And we still, even with that first Knoxville job, we follow each other on Facebook and, you know, send messages back and forth with that group of people.
Yeah. So you probably know at work campers, Natalie and Levi Henley,
mm-hmm.
they were a part of that job, that crew. So we're still in touch with them and other work campers. And it's fun just to be friends with everybody on Facebook to see where they're going and what they're doing and all their photos and adventures. It's just, that's probably the best part.
Yeah.
Do you ever get any inspiration about places to go yourself or jobs to apply for because of this?
Yes. Work campers has helped us tremendously with seeing opportunities that are out there. And I have some ideas of places that I want to go. I told Roy I would love to work at a lighthouse. I would love to work on a ranch or a farm. So the next one I want to do, there's a place up in Kentucky that has horses and they do trail rides. And I would love to do something like that. I don't know if Roy is as into that as me, but we would love to work in Maine. We want to go up to Michigan, and through work campers with the magazine, we're able to see what's available in those locations. So it's fabulous. We love work campers. And also with work campers, we were found because we did the resume on there, the resume builder, mm-hmm. and the place that we're at now, for some reason, through God or work campers, the man found us and just picked us out of a hat and offered us this job that was just perfect timing for us. So we're just very thankful to work campers for all of the resources.
So is that how you basically find a job? Is you look for an area where you would like to travel and see what jobs are available? Or do you look for specific jobs that are open and then find places where you could work in that particular job?
We look at the areas first where we want to be and what's available and see if it fits what we're looking for. And the next ones that we do, we're going to be a little bit more particular also on what we want out of it. Like, for instance, we don't necessarily need to make the money, and we also don't really want to be working a 40-hour a week job because we retired, so we have time to play. So we want to try to find that balance. And we always say it's like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Like, we're just trying to find the just right. Like, this one was good, but not quite right. This one was great, but not quite right. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to find the perfect location that, but maybe there's not such a thing, because obviously you're throwing yourself into a new area and group of people.
And what job, the job that you have now, what are some of the tasks that you do?
Well, mine are pretty varied. On a day-to-day basis, I can be cleaning the restrooms, the bathhouses, delivering firewood and ice. We have 3 pontoon boats that we rent. We check those in and out, put them up for the evening when the guests are done with them. Beautify the resort. We have blowers, just pick up trash, keep things clean, assist the guests with whatever they need, whether it be getting hooked up correctly or any problems with, they may have with, we rent golf carts, problems they have with those. So it's a very, very job. We also are in a food truck at the resort one day a week. What? Krista and I both work that on one day. And that's something that's brand new to both of us. We don't have a lot of restaurant experience. But now I would say I'm a pretty mean grill master, can handle the fryers and the grill and whatnot pretty well. So that was an exciting opportunity to learn something new.
Are you saying that the campground itself has its own food truck?
It yes. does.
How cool. I have never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. And this food truck is nonstop from the moment you open it to the moment you close it. We have an ice cream machine in there that I probably do about 200 ice cream cones in a shift.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not exaggerating. And then Roy, he's over there, and Ollie's in our family. I've been the cook in the family, but Roy is killing it. He makes pizzas and hamburgers and chicken sandwiches and nuggets, and he gets it all timed perfectly. And I'm like, where was that man when we were there? But we never had that kind of setup. It's quite deluxe, and you make potatoes from scratch. We just take a regular potato and Roy pulls it down almost like In-N-Out Burger and then mm-hmm. fries it up. And
that's neat. So does the food truck travel to all different parts of the campground, or is it pretty much stationary?
It's stationary. We have a pool, a very nice pool, and it's located right next to the pool. So a lot of folks come and they'll be at the pool and come get lunch. And it stays in that one, one location.
They don't move it anywhere. It's called the Campground Cafe. And it
That's stays. Fun. What a great opportunity. I mean, any campground should be able to get a food truck, you would think.
Definitely. And as far as just something new, learning a new skill that I think I could take, you know, if I wanted to go to a different campground or resort and cook or run their food truck, I think that would definitely be an option.
With this position that we have, it is like so busy all the time, and we are working our 40 hours. We know that if we take anything that we've done here, another job is just going to seem easy in comparison. Like it's, we really have learned a lot from this. And I feel like that if you started with this, like a job like this in your lifetime, that everything else would seem like a piece of cake.
Really. That's neat. What kind of tasks do you perform, Krista?
I am one of the, I call it the driveway patrol, but registration people. So I do the meet and greet as people pull into the campground, and I take their names and their vehicle information and camper information, and then they go inside and get the registration packet. So a lot of meet and greet and friendliness, and it's an outside position. So it's outside all day for 8+ hours in the sun. And normally my degree was in marketing. I'm a marketing person in real estate. So being in the sun was a little challenging for me, but I went on Amazon and I found some really cool cooling hats that had reflectors and some neck wraps, and Roy bought me a big fan, and that kind of saved my life. And so now, like, okay, I could do this.
Okay.
So there's challenges. There's challenges. And I think as a work camper, you just kind of go with the flow, and you don't always know what you're getting into, but you fulfill your commitment and make it as fun as possible while you're doing it.
Have you faced any other real challenges at any of the jobs that you've had?
We did work at a campground that was, I would call it, underfunded. We didn't really have a lot of the tools that we needed to do our jobs the way that we would like to have done them. So that was kind of a challenge. I think sometimes the weather can be a challenge. Being outside in the Florida heat and humidity was definitely a challenge. And even in Tennessee, the summer gets warm, and when you're outside, you know, on your feet for a long time, you know, 8 hours or so a day, that can be a challenge as well. Being in the food truck with all the fryers and the pizza oven, and when it's 90+ degrees outside, it's a metal box essentially. We do have air conditioning, but
it's different.
Yeah, it doesn't quite keep up.
There are two RV air conditioners, and Roy has the 450-degree pizza oven and the fryer. So over in his area, they put a thermometer back there. There's another couple that works in the food truck 4 days a week, and then we cover for 1 day a week. And they put a thermometer back there in Roy's corner, and it was 105.
Oh, inside the food truck.
The food truck. So we just say hot yoga, hot yoga. We love hot yoga, and we just pretend that we're in some sort of hot yoga class.
There you go. Have there been any, or what kind of perks do you get to enjoy?
Well, at our current position, the resort is immaculate. It's absolutely beautiful. The location is unbeatable. We're on a lake. And basically the backdrop of the lake is the Great Smoky Mountains. So every day when we walk out of our camper, we look at this beautiful lake and the backdrop of the Smokies. We have a beach there. We have the swimming pool that we can use. We have pickleball court. We have lake toys, paddle boards, kayaks.
We get a golf cart. Give us a golf cart to use.
Yeah.
So the things that they're renting to the other campers, if they're open, you guys get to use them for free?
Yes.
Well, that would be a nice perk.
Definitely.
Yeah. When you've been out traveling and in your RV, have you faced any challenges in that?
I think the biggest challenge in the RV traveling was when we had a blowout on one of the tires on the RV. That was scary. Mm-hmm. Did a little bit of damage to the RV. So I think we kind of learned a lesson there that we need to have the best tires we can get for the RV. And just make sure that everything's always maintained.
Yeah. And our RV was, we bought it brand new and the tires look beautiful. And like I said, we have been camping our whole lives and had never had a blowout. I think maybe once on the boat trailer there was, but on this RV, we thought the tires were great and new, but what we found out is tires have a certain amount of ply and the manufacturers don't necessarily put the best ply on the campers. So we just bought, I think we're like at 14 ply or something like that now. Like, just, it's important for people to have the best ply tires they can afford, because people roll into the resort all the time and they say, we had a blowout. We had a blowout. There were late because we had a blowout. And that can be really dangerous for.
Oh yeah.
Travelers.
Mm-hmm. It campers. Can cause you to shift into another lane or even off the road.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Tire safety is something we're going to address in another podcast coming up here in a couple of weeks, I believe.
That's good. Yeah. Our during that blowout, it also took out our propane line.
Ooh.
So when I got out of the camper and got out of the truck and went back to assess the situation, I heard the propane, smelled the propane. So I had to get that shut off. And I think we're very fortunate that, you know, the tire blew and there were sparks and smoke and whatnot. And we're very lucky that something worse didn't happen.
Yes, you are. That is great. When your current position ends, where do you plan to go next?
Well, our position ends December 1st, and it's a real long commitment at the place we're at now. It's a 9-month commitment at 40 hours a week, pretty much, and it will end December 1st. And when that ends, we decide we're going to take off December and go back to our hometown, Flagstaff, Arizona. And we need to gather up some stuff from the home that we sold out there and visit my parents. And then we're going to take off the beginning of the year and maybe find a place to go in May. That horse campground maybe would start in May if Roy was willing. If not, we'll look into something else. But we are going to take a few months off after this one.
Okay. Just to hang out and kind of relax a bit.
Correct.
Exactly.
Okay. Super. How do you folks maintain your marriage relationship when you are on the road and confined to 400 square feet?
Well, I think we've done a pretty good job. We've talked about this actually before, and you would think that we would get tired of each other or be in each other's space, but it really doesn't feel like that. And I think just communication and kind of respecting each other's space. And, you know, when somebody's in the bathroom, you just kind of find something else to do. And I think that's the way that we've been able to maintain it.
Okay. That's good. And it's better than a boat. You can at least get out and walk around the campground or wherever you're at for a while if you need to cool off or get some degrees of separation, huh?
Yeah, it really has not been hard at all. And I think that it's great that we're able to make jokes out of certain situations. And since we've been doing this for so long, I would think that people who are new to camping, in the beginning when we were trying to learn how to back up trailers and direct each other, you see those t-shirts, "I'm sorry for what I said when we were backing up the trailer." Like, we've already been through all that. So we're seasoned campers, I would say now, and we understand it and love it. I would think it would have been a little bit harder for Roy, and he would feel claustrophobic being 6'3", and I'm 5'3", so I fit into littler spaces, but we're doing good.
Yeah, it's been fine. And I think it's, you know, it's pretty much everything we need. I mean, for the two of us, we bought our camper for the two of us, not really expecting to take our family with us or anything, just, you know, for being in that space, just the two of us. And it's worked out fantastic.
You had mentioned that you were both retired and that you were able to do some volunteer work or take some unpaid assignments. Do you guys have a pension or something that's really helping you on the road besides the work camping jobs?
Well, we don't have a pension, but fortunately I was able to sell my business. I had a business for 20 years. Fortunately, I was able to sell that. So we do have some money to back us up, so to speak. And then these couple positions that we've, the paid positions that we've had, basically cover our expenses. So between the paid positions and the volunteer positions, it's worked out, and we've been able to maintain our savings, and everything's been good that way.
Yeah. And we think, like, a lot of times people are scared to take the chance if they don't have a pension or don't have enough money. We've always planned on this being our plan A, that let's save up so we can go out in our RV and travel while we're young. So we saved up to be able to do it. So we're not relying on paid jobs. I would think that that would be a little bit scary if you didn't have real income coming in and the COVID thing happens or something happens where you're just all of a sudden campgrounds are shutting down, they don't need you and you have no place to live. Like, that would be a little bit scary, but we had done our best to try to save up to have enough
to be able to do this. Yeah.
To be able to do this. And
having that cushion, that's good advice. I think people would probably be wise to pursue that and start squirreling away a little bit of money just so that you had something. Like you said, if you had COVID and it canceled your job that you had been planning to go to, you might need to scramble for a month or two until you find something else.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you do before you started RVing? You said you owned a business?
Yeah, I had my own insurance agency.
Okay. And what'd you do, Krista?
I had a marketing company, so I've always done marketing, and then I did real estate for the last 2 years in Flagstaff.
That's neat. Yeah. One of my favorite places to be, where Phoenix goes to play in the summer, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a great town.
Is there any advice you would give to people who are considering becoming work campers?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we would highly suggest that they make a list of questions on things that are important to them. And like I was saying, with our first job with a 50 amp to a 30 amp and having the better plied tires and having some money saved up just in case something weird happens. But get your position in writing and know what you're getting into. Maybe ask a few more questions. We were just so excited to do it that we just like, we'll take whatever, we'll do whatever. And I guess looking back, hindsight, it's great. Like, I don't know if I would really change it because we have some great stories, but also we had a couple scary situations and some hard.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's great to jump in with both feet. But also I think we've learned as we've gotten further along and had a few different work camping gigs, that we really need to ask questions and really, like Krista was saying, kind of develop a list of what you want and make sure that whatever job that you're going into fits with those wants and with that, those questions.
Communication up front saves a lot of hassles later, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
For sure. And then the whole relationship side between Roy and myself, just talking about where we want to go and what we want to do in that first position we had in Florida that was really rustic and primitive camping. And we did not have sewer hookups there either. So that was another challenge. And I had lined up a job after that position to go work on a goat farm. And it was also a position where there were no hookups or anything. And Roy was just like, honey, I don't think I can do another real rustic job right now. And we were going to be put out in a field with the goats, and he's like, they're going to eat our brand new rig. And so I was like, as much as I wanted to go work with goats and all that, I said, okay, that's fine. We'll regroup and
find a different job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Good luck on your future travels. That's for sure.
We appreciate it.
Krista and Roy Running faced a few challenges during their work camping experiences and overcame them to still enjoy a very rewarding full-time RV lifestyle. They have learned new skills, met interesting people, and spent time in some beautiful RV resorts. Their current position, for example, offers a scenic background of the Great Smoky Mountains towering over a lake. They get free use of a golf cart to zip around the resort, as well as free use of some of the toys the resort offers, like kayaks, in addition to all the amenities the guests enjoy. One lesson they learned from personal experience and from other RVers was the need to invest in good tires. The Runnings had a blowout one day that severed the RV's propane line, which could have been disastrous. I did an interview on September 29th with Jeff Bone, the owner of MotorhomeTires.com. If you haven't listened to that show, I'd encourage you to do so. Jeff offered a lot of great information about tire selection and tire care. The Runnings offered some great advice about maintaining a strong relationship when living and working together all the time. It boils down to respecting each other and maintaining good lines of communication. I think it's great that they were able to sell a business and put that money into savings, then rely on work camping to cover their travel and daily expenses so they could maintain their financial reserves. They know they won't build wealth working short-term jobs for other people, but neither do they have to reduce their savings to enjoy a full-time RVing experience. I really appreciate Krista and Roy Running taking time to come on the show and tell us about their experiences. In the Work Camper News magazine and online community, RVers like Krista and Roy can learn from each other about ways to save money and enjoy the time of their lives. Through courses offered by Work Camper News like the RV Dreamer's Journey and new Small Biz RVer class, you can get all the information you need to find a job, start a business, and plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for this week's show. Next week, we're going to talk with a couple specifically about maintaining strong relationships while work camping and living within the confines of a 400-square-foot recreation vehicle. They'll offer some great advice that can help a marriage or even a job situation. We'll see you next week on The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.